Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
My tail in the air.
Stray Cats, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Don't forget, weekday mornings, about 8:15, I do the birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. And if you have somebody that you'd like to give a shout-out to, birthday or anniversary, you don't have to wait until the day of or the day before. You can let me know. They got one going on in February. You can let me know now. Get them on the list, then they're there. And it's easy. You can text me or email me through that Civic Media app at 1057CFW. You can drop me a message through our Facebook page or email me directly, mike.mckay@civicmedia.us.
Sound you gone.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Five seven CFW, 17th of December. Today is National Say It Day. It's a day that set aside that we're supposed to let those people in our lives know how much we care about them. So today would be a great day to maybe instead of just texting someone, perhaps actually calling that person and speaking to them and let them know that you're thinking about them and that you care about them. Yeah, go for it.
Did
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you. It's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, this is a great one. By the way, if you know somebody that's doing something good for somebody across the Chippewa Valley, drop me an email through that free Civic Media app. Let me know about it. I'll make sure to pass along. This one's out of Tyler, Texas, out of Bell Elementary, where a group of girls, fourth and fifth graders, they get together. They call themselves the Bella Girls. They recently visited the Hamptons Living Community. That's a senior living home in Tyler, Texas, bringing along what they called cupcake socks. And there were socks rolled to look like cupcakes. The residents of the senior center said they absolutely loved the socks and the time that they got to spend with the girls. It really brightened their day. Their school counselor and program leader, Kim Cullum, said the event was a display of the power of community. Being able to see the girls today just to come and interact and meet these people was just fantastic, and in a small little way, really made their day extra special. Good job, girls. Very nice.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
It's a Bjork's Grand Musical Christmas featuring great benefits like Silent Night without that annoying from rain and hail and blizzards and snow, which can often lead other roofs to a blue, blue Christmas. Oh, and by the way, Bruce, Chris, and all the elves at the workshop at Bjork's Grand want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and wish you a very Happy New Year. And may God bless you and everyone you love.
Are you looking to dig into the Bible and dialogue with other Christians? Join Believer City Church for a local community Bible discussion near you. We meet every Wednesday night at 6:30 in Eau Claire at the District Pub and Grill in Colfax at Little Slice of Italy. Everyone is welcome. Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you can join us for a small group Bible discussion. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys are in trouble out here.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Say, Santa Claus is coming to
sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. You better be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not howl. I'm telling you why.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Like sprinkling in some Christmas and holiday music for you throughout the holiday season. There is Bruce Springsteen, Christmas and holiday music brought to you by the Cremation Society of Wisconsin. Mike McKay along with you. Stay close in just a few minutes. I'm going to tell you when your next opportunity to be a winner in our grown-up gift list text to win contest is coming up.
She's
1057 CFW.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat freezing on my skin, I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, fighting way too deep over you. I can't believe you're gone. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Watching shadows move across the wall, feels so frightening. I wanna run to you, I wanna call, but I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through the spell across my heart over you.
Cheap Trick to Flame, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest continues. Make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone. Make sure that smartphone is close by. I guess I don't have to tell you to do that. We always have them right by our side, don't we? Anyway, make sure you're locked in and listening. We've got multiple chances throughout the day again today for you to get in on the winning. Your next opportunity, by the way, we'll come up shortly after 11 o'clock with Laura McKenna, so make sure you're paying attention.
There goes my-
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
We're going to dance. And have some fun.
CFW. Hopefully you're following us on Facebook. If you do the Facebook thing and you haven't done so yet, look us up, 1057 CFW. Do me a favor, click that like button. I put a picture on there a little while ago, and if it was in The Office, the TV series The Office, if it was made in the 80s, and some 80s characters and who they would be potentially if they were in the TV series The Office. Go check that out and see what you think. See if you agree or if there's somebody that you would put differently in one of those. Yeah, check it. I think it's pretty close. So see what you think. See if you agree. Head over to 1057CFW's Facebook page and make sure you check that out.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 1057CFW.
Sure Tight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. Sure Tight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents that they may need to upgrade their license to travel beginning in 2025. According to a press release, the agency is using the busy travel season to remind residents that beginning May 7th, a real ID will be required to board a domestic flight and enter federal buildings or military bases. Wisconsin has offered the real ID cards since 2013 and has already issued over 3 million of them. A list of the documents needed to upgrade to the real ID is available online. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received over $10 million in federal grant money to improve the recruitment and retention of special education teachers. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over 5 years to address persistent special education staffing shortages. The DPI found nearly half of special education teachers in Wisconsin have either left the state or the profession entirely after 6 years. The funding will be used for specialized training and the creation of residency programs. An Almena man has been charged in the Barron County Circuit Court for allegedly stealing a truck and driving at nearly three times the legal limit. According to court documents, 52-year-old Feliciano Sanchez allegedly took the vehicle from the Almena home without the permission of the owner, who called law enforcement authorities to report it stolen and advised them that Sanchez was highly intoxicated. A Turtle Lake police officer later found the truck at an Almena gas station, and a blood draw showed a BAC of over .25. The Rice Lake City Council has placed a time frame on a project to turn a former nursing home in the downtown area into affordable housing. The council has approved an amendment to the development agreement requiring Movin' Out, the Madison company overseeing the project, to present quarterly progress reports and assume ownership and demolition of the site after 5 years from the start date of construction. Movin' Out officials say the delays are related to legal hurdles and due diligence in pursuing tax credits for low-income housing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with rounded inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
CFW.
should have been gone. Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, oh, I must have been a dream.
.1057 CFW, and yes, there was a Sherry, and Steve Perry dated her. They were together for quite a few years, never got married. She never got married either, she said, in an interview a few years ago. They went their separate ways, and she was fine. He was their separate ways. That's a good title for a song. I should get a hold of Steve Perry. Anyway, that's it for me, Mike McKay. I'm stepping out. Laura McKenna is in next. I know, I amaze myself sometimes too. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Crazy about a shot.